So, movie lovers, I'm Dylan.
And I'm Jake. And today we're going to be reviewing Madame Web, coming up next.
So, Madame Web, you know. Honestly, before going into movies, I typically try to avoid spoilers. I really couldn't do that this time because I would go on social media and it would just be something about Madame Web, the Rotten Tomatoes score I couldn't avoid this time. You know, everyone was kind of, you know, slandering this movie and saying it was a terrible film. I have to confirm that it is a terrible movie, and just about for every single reason you could possibly think of.
Yeah, it was, the term I keep using is hilariously bad because it's just so bad that when we were in the theater watching it, we laughed at every bad thing that happened, which is most of the movie. From the way the lines are delivered, to just the plot, to the villain being dubbed over the entire time and his lips not matching what he's saying. It was just overall, there were a lot of issues with this movie, and I'm not entirely sure how it got pushed through to be released.
Yeah, so if you guys don't know, Madame Web is about Cassandra Webb. Honestly, I can't even really explain what really happened in the movie. I'm still confused. Well, what happened in the movie?
Okay, let me try this here. So there's Cassandra Webb, and she somehow has the ability to see into the future because of something that happened in the Amazon when she was born. Then there's this other guy, Ezekiel Sims, who, I'm going to try to get this right, has a dream of himself in the future where three spider women show up and kill him and steal his spider. He has this vision every day, so he then goes out to kill these spider women before they become spider women and kill them. And I just want to preface this, the marketing for this movie emphasizes spider women the entire time.
Yeah.
They are in costume doing spider woman things.
What do you say, over under 2 minutes?
Like, definitely under 2 minutes. Under, I was going to say like a minute 15 max. The costumes looked great. Their powers looked cool. That's it. It never comes up again.
That truly, this is a 2 hour movie, by the way. Like, this is not a short hour and a half watch. Like, a lot of stuff happens in this movie, and a minute of the runtime is devoted to these Spider-Woman that the, basically, you're right, the whole marketing was based around, which is just insane. I also want to throw out that this movie was made for $80 million.
I think
does it look like it was made for $80 million?
It looks like it was made from two whole dollars. Like, I got nothing for you on that part.
The fact that this made it through so many people and it really just was put out there. I mean, you can even tell with the marketing for this movie. Like, they weren't overly confident with it.
Yeah, like you said, about how it got through so many people. This is not just like a movie made by any company. This is a Sony partnered with Marvel movie. This has to get through so many people, and everyone who watches this movie is like, yeah, put that out there. We're going to make money. This is going to start the Sony Cinematic Universe, and it's going to make all the movies better. Better than Morbius, better than Venom.
Speaking of that Sony Cinematic Universe, do you think it's dead in the water after this?
After Kraven, because Kraven is
going to
be made. it's done. There were so many ways you could have taken this movie to actually expand the universe and make it better. No.
And what I thought is, you know, Madame Web, it's, at least from what I know about her character, she's a multiversal kind of, like, being.
Yes.
It's like, okay, bridge the gap a little. Like, you know, Spider-Man's in a bunch of other universes now. Maybe you would do something with that. No, nothing.
So you brought up Spider-Man, and spoiler alert, Spider-Man is technically in this movie. In a way, one of the main characters in this movie, Cassandra's best friend, is, Ben Parker, Uncle Ben, who introduces you to his sister, Mary Parker, who is pregnant. Oh, wow. And at the end of the movie, she has a kid. I wonder who that's going to be.
It's crazy. I mean, let's be real. I think they were planning on doing something else because there is no reason for Uncle Ben to be in this movie. Like, there's actually no good reason that he's there.
It also doesn't add up because I was trying to do the math after the movie. If this happens to be any of the three Spider-Man actors we've seen.
Yeah.
The movie takes place in 2003.
Which also doesn't really play much into the plot.
And it doesn't add up to anything. This is none of the Spider-Man we've seen. If this is Andrew Garfield, like it was supposed to be, he would be 10 in the original movie.
So it's not him.
If it was Tom Holland, he would be 15 maybe, but we know it's not Tom Holland because it's MCU.
It's not in the MCU.
it's a Spider-Man. They really wanted you to know this is a Spider-Man movie. And I just need to focus on two quotes from this movie that really killed me.
Oh, yeah.
The first one is in the ambulance scene in the beginning when Cassandra and Uncle Ben are riding around, and Uncle Ben's talking about something about, like, the safety of living where they live. And Cassandra Webb says, and I quote, "What, you've never been shot at Queens?" Now, if everyone knows Spider-Man lore, Uncle Ben, I don't know if it's in Queens, but somewhere in New York City, gets shot and dies. This is terrible foreshadowing. It's just, I don't even know if it's considered foreshadowing. It's just a reference, and it's terrible. The second one I want to say, and this is the part that made me lose my mind the most.
I mean, yeah, we saw this movie together, and he, right when this line was said, he was like, wow.
So,
like, you verbally went, wow.
Basically, Cassandra goes back to the Amazon where she was born, and she meets, I can't remember the name of the spider people, but they're spider people.
There are spider people.
Who cover themselves in red and wrap themselves in vines or something.
People. So yeah, you got this, like, group of, I guess, Peruvian spider people.
Yeah, it makes no sense. But Cassandra goes back to where she was born, technically, which is the fact that you're in the entirety of Peru and you find the exact place through one image taken of your mother where you see a lake in the background. That's a different point. What I'm getting at is she meets the leader of these spider people, and he's teaching her how to use her powers in the most, like, Doctor Strange type of way possible. And he says, and I quote, "When you take on the responsibility, great power will follow." I hated everything about this. Because, as everybody knows, the iconic Spider-Man line, with great power comes great responsibility. There was a lot of forced Spider-Man stuff that happened in this movie. That was the most forced, to me, in my opinion. It was the part that made me the most angry about this movie.
Mm-hmm. And also, just talk about her powers real quick. They are insanely, just not defined at all in the movie. Like, what does she do? Like, I don't really understand what her powers are.
So the part that confused me is that, like, she could see into the future, kind of. She warns the girls that Ezekiel's going to kill him, whatever. She sees Ezekiel kills him again, and she decides to run a taxi into a diner. Then, towards the end, after she has this experience in Peru, she could then instantly predict everything that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Fireworks coming at you, tells Julia to duck. Firework comes at them, she puts up a shield. She can just predict everything that's happening, yet she still, at the end, gets hit in the face with a firework and blinded.
Yeah, it really doesn't, that's what I'm saying. If she's going to live all these events over, wouldn't she just be, like insane? But, like, it's not well defined. Like, I don't understand what she's doing. And towards the end, she, like, kind of creates three versions of herself.
Yeah, she puts herself at three, I guess really four places at the same time. Because she's fighting Ezekiel and saving all three girls that are conveniently all falling off of a building at different parts of the building.
Yeah.
And then they get the big part that they've been foreshadowing the entire time. In the beginning of the movie, when Cassandra first gets her power, she falls into one of the rivers in New York. I don't know which one. And there's a bunch of stuff that foreshadows what happens in the movie. There's a blue balloon that foreshadows the baby shower. And then there's this giant red neon S. And you're like, oh my God, S for Spider-Man or something. I don't know. What ends up happening is the final battle of this movie takes place on top of a firework factory, on top of a Pepsi Cola sign. And the S at the end gets knocked over by something, I'm going to guess a firework, falls and knocks Ezekiel off of the building. And that wasn't even the final blow. If you really were going to do anything, you'd do it with the P, which ends up falling afterwards and is actually what kills him.
It's just, clearly they want that to be like a hype moment. You know, nothing. I didn't really, feel anything during that. First of all, I never feel the stakes in this movie. I was never worried about any of the characters. You never get enough time to even learn anything really about them.
Yeah, the one question I keep asking about this movie is, like, in reality, is it a superhero movie? Because, like, it's got a person with powers, and it's got a villain with powers. There isn't any legitimate action in this movie, and there's no, like, superheroing stuff done. And I'm confused at everything we've watched.
Yeah.
And it was just an experience that I think all movie watchers should see, because it's a rite of passage to be a movie fan. They now see Madame Web, the hilariously bad movie. But with that said, Dylan, what score do you give this movie?
I'm honestly not going to give it a score. I was refreshed by how bad this movie was. I'm just going to say that.
I don't know if that's allowed, but I guess at least one of us has to give a score. I'm going to give it a one. It's bad. And that's all I got to say. It's bad. And I don't really know where to go from there.
The rumors are true. Madame Web is a bad movie. Thank you. We'll see you guys next time.